a stone, a fiddle dinner. What will be if your son is holding a dollar bill? He's holding money. What will be then? Aloma Roma Rova, why did Rova learn? Loishonu, when does the Mishnah say you're allowed to hold your son in your own house? Elo, Evan. Echidish, you're allowed to hold him even if he's holding a stone. But only a stone. Avodina Rosa. Let's say your son is holding a dollar bill, he's holding money in his hand, you're not allowed to pick up your son then on Shabbos. The Shalom, why not? If you say it's talking about Giguyim, where the son has like feelings for father, he's crying away, pick me up, and if you don't pick him up, I get a little sick, so why aren't we mekel even though the son is holding a dinner? The Torah says like this, and tomorrow, Even inoflolo loyose avuya lesuya. If the son is holding a stone, so true. One shaila is when the father picks him up, it's considered like the father is picking up the stone. Let's be he's being metalto muksa. The Torah says since he's not touching the stone directly, the rabbanu will make him. But what's going to be now? Let's say the stone falls down, and the son is right to say, "Give me the stone, give me the stone." So a stone, we're not afraid the father will pick up. A stone is not so chashiv. He's enough for lo loyosi avui lasuyi. Mashenkin dinner, mashenkin money, enough for. Let's say the son drops the money, osi avui lasuyi. We're afraid that the father will be makpid on the money and pick up the money. Therefore, the rabbanan said, you're not allowed to hold your son if he's holding money. Because there we're afraid that you may pick up the money directly. Now, to touch the muktzah directly, the rabbanan warned makeup and mokim such a sakona. Like, it's not really a sakona shes in the fashas. It's time your son will get a little bit sick. So if it's only a shayla of holding your son, even though he's holding muktzah, the rabbanan will makeup. But when your son is holding money, we're afraid maybe the son will drop the money and you'll come to pick up the muktzah. So we were afraid you'll pick it up mamish, there the rabbanan warned makeup. So Rashi Yos Lasuye, V'Taim Alav Mishum Tiltlu. It's not a Shalas Muksa. Ti'afilu Li Oichsei Biyodoi. V'Yatinek Malach Veraglev Oser. Even in the case where your son is walking and you're just holding your son's hand, is also Oser Le Rava. Rava holds you're not allowed to hold your son's hand and walk with him when he's holding money in his hand on Shabbos. Why? Dilma Nofel. Maybe your son will drop the money. V'Yosel Yasuye. You'll come to pick it up. V'Chivan Dlas Takonas Nachoshesu Leshori Bei Tiltlu. They weren't mad at such a tiltlu like this. It's only a stone. There, we're not afraid if it falls down, you pick it up. But money, we're afraid you'll pick it up, so it's us that to hold your son, or even walk with him, holding his hands, when he's holding money. The more time you come to the rubber. We learned also Raya to rubber. Ha-moitzi kelov mikufolim. If you're taking out your clothing folded up on you, u'monochim al-kseifa, and instead of wearing your shirt, you have your shirt folded on your shoulders. Or else, v'sandole v'tabosa v'yodei. You're holding your shoes or your rings in your hand. It's chayiv. That's called the regular hoitzo. You're not wearing them. You're holding it in your hand. You're chayiv chattis. V'mhoye melubash v'em potter. Havad, if you're wearing your clothing. Havad, with potter. Heelchur potter means mutter also. Trashi potter. T'begodel botel lagabei. V'yolav u'potter kreb nosin. That's right. Now, hamoitzi odem v'kelev. Let's say you carry out a person, though. And the person is wearing clothing, olav. V'sandole b'raglo v'tavosa b'yodef potter. As midiraisa, it's mutter, because when you carry out a chai, we always said the svar like Reb Nosson, chai noisi es atzmoi, a person is carrying himself, midiraisa, it's mutter. The person is wearing clothing. Since the person is wearing the clothing is bottled to his goof, so since you're potter for carrying out his goof, you're potter on the clothing also. Even though midiravon, you shouldn't do it, but midiraisa, it's mutter. Ava v'ilu hoitzien k'moishen chayiv. Mashma, if you carry out your friend, and your friend is not wearing the shirt normal, nor the shirt is folded on top of his shoulders. The shirt is on top of him, then you would be chayiv chatis. Or why are you chayiv chatis? Who are you carrying? You're carrying your friend. The clothing is on top of your friend. So it's a mashmah from the Raya to Rava. That when you hold your friend, if he's holding something, it's considered like you're holding that chayfetz. So you're not allowed to carry out your friend if he's holding something in your hand. It's the same thing like we said before, Rava. That if you carry out a tin chay, and he's wearing a kiss, he's wearing a wallet, so you're chai for that. It's considered like you're carrying out the kiss. So there's a riot to Rav Rosom. If you carry out your friend and he has clothing folded on his shoulders, you're chai. Right. The Mishnah says, Kilkolo v'yevim b'toichi. You're allowed to pick up and carry a basket, even though there's a stone inside it. Fredigmar v'yamai. Tehevi kilkolo bosses l'dov rosor. Hey, since the stone, numal is muksam, so the stone is on top of a basket. So why don't we say the basket becomes muksa? Since you have a dovra muksa on top of something else, the bottom thing becomes muksa, that's bosses. So why isn't the kakola also wasa? Omar Rabba Barbachonom, Om Rab Yechin Hocha Bikakola, Malaya Peris Askinen. We're talking about we're inside the basket, it's full of Peris. So male, the basket is like bosses to two things. What's inside the basket? Peris. What's on top of it? A stone. So this basket is like holding up two things. It's holding up a dover, a heter, keris, and it's also holding up the stone. So in such a case, there's no irsa bosis. His int is holding up the peris, that's muta. So drashi malaya peris, the ikar nast is bosis la peris. His the ikar purpose of this basket is to hold the peris. Hilkach even metatelis. Therefore, the stone you could touch. Agav kli, because of the kli you peris, shumutim. Hey, since the kli is a mutadika kli, and inside the kli you have peris, and that's the rove, so now it's not called muksa here, it's mutat to metatle. Tradigmar begafot, for leshdino le peri, good, it's not called bosses, but I call upon him when you're moving around this kli, you are moving around the stone inside it also. So we should have a better reitzah. Why don't we throw everything out? Empty out this basket now. Empty out the peris. And empty out the stone also. And then the nektin will be a dayim. And then you'll pick up the peris, put it back in the basket, so you won't have to come to carry around the oven. Hey, what's that to carry the oven? What for? Let's empty out everything now, and you'll pick up just the peris, put it back into the basket, and just carry the head to the basket. The drash and nektin will be a dayim. You lock them, yalor, it's biyodov. Why were they mad? You had to carry this basket with the oven inside it. As if you had like a tims, had to get rid of the oven, that should be better. Now the Gemara Enochanami, the Hertz Nekimta Kidarebi Loi. Omar Rab, the Paris Hamutanofim. We're talking about like Paris that if you empty them out on the floor, they would get dirty, they would get squashed. So it's ripe figs. So if you empty them out, they'll start to get squashed and you can't eat them. So now you don't have an etzah to empty them out. Therefore, since you can't empty out the peris on the floor, nor you want to, the peris are inside the basket, even though there's a stone inside it, you're allowed to move the basket the way it is. Because the ikka tutl is on the basket with the peris, which is davar heter. So the marahochinami the peris amat nothing. I'll tell you in the kimta where the peris will get dirty if they're poured out on the floor. Faita. Why don't we shake around the basket and try and knock out the stone? Try and knock it out just by moving it around. Hey, don't empty out the peris on the floor. Just shake around the basket to try and get the stone to fall out. The reason why you don't have to do that, we're talking about where there was a hole in the basket. On the side of the basket there was a hole. The even gufo nasis doifin kolom. We're talking about a hechetim, so that the stone was fixed into this hole to block the hole. So melo tzvara, the yevim becomes part of the kolom, part of the basket. That's why there's no shaila of muksa here. That's why we're not worried about trying to knock out the stone, because the stone now is part of the basket. It's secured inside the hole, so now it became part of the basket. Vayta metaltlin truma. Mishnah says in Yelada touch truma. Omer Rav Chizda loyshonu ela shetahira lamata utmei lamala. The Mishnah says you're allowed to touch Truma Tumeya, even though on Shabbos you can't eat, you can't do anything with Truma Tumeya. So the Chur Shublai Muksa, we're talking about you have a basket full of two things. There's Truma Tahira, which that is Mutter, a Kohen can eat it, so it's called a Meichel, and you have Truma Tumeya, you're allowed to touch such a basket. So the Gemara Lashon, when is the Mutter? Ela Shetahira Lamata, when the Torah Dika Truma is on the bottom of the basket, or Tumeya Lamala, and the Torah Dika is on top. So since you can't touch the Tumeya by itself, we'll matter you to move the whole basket, we'll matter you. Let's say the other way. The Torah Dika Truma was on top. Utumeya Lamata, and the Torah Dika Truma was on the bottom. Then the Yetzer is Shokule L'Torah, V'Shavuk L'Tumah. Then you have no heter to pick up the whole basket the way it is, because what do you got to pick up the bottom part? The Tumeya, just take out the top Truma, which is Torah, which that's an Oichel occurring to you today, and only be metal to that. But the bottom part of the basket, the Truma Tumeya, you have to leave there. Then you wouldn't have this heter to pick it up. For the Gemara, same kashas now. V'chitara lamata fuel in the case where the Torah is on the bottom, nami. What are you saying? You have had to pick up the old basket the way it is and carry it. The same eitzah. Lishadinu, let's empty out the old basket right now on the floor. For the naktinu, and then we'll pick up only the truma Torah, which is edible on Shabbos, and it'll only be metal to that. Amarab Eloi, this is where Rabbi Eloi said his din, Amarab, the peiros hamutanofa maskinin. We're talking about peiros, if you empty them out, they'll all get fulfilled, they get dirty, you can't eat them anymore. So now that's not an eitzah to empty them out. Therefore, since you can't move it any other way, they will mat you to move this basket. Since you're moving a basket that bosses to a dover heter, there is truma tahira here, it's not look, so you can move it around. Meisvei, mitautlen truma tumeye ima tahira viyamachulun.
You let him move around truma to meya, even though that's muksa, but since it's mixed with tahira, which you are allowed to eat, or else with chulin, that's regular eichel, it's mutter. Bein chetera lamala, u tumeya lamata, so this is shver, even though the tahira is on top, and the tumeya is on bottom. So even though here the churiyav the eitzah just pick out the top parts of the tahira and only carry that, still no, we say allowed to carry the whole thing. This is the kasha. Bein chetumeya lamala, whether this is good, whether the tumeya part is on top, u tahira lamata. Is the churdo to you to the Reb Chizda? Because here it says claw that you're allowed to touch it even though the Torah is on top. And we don't tell you, Stam, take out the Torah and leave the other ones alone. We say, no, you can take the whole thing the way it is. It's like yes from Reb Chizda. Omlok Reb Chizda, I'll tell you, Mas Nisin, Litzera Gufay. The Mishnah that says you could pick it up means right now all you need is just the Truma Torah. You only need the Gufa, the Truma. So now, if you have this basket here, that the top part of it is the Truma Torah, and all you need is just the top, so all you have had to is just to take the top. You have no right, in this case, to take the Coca-Cola. What do you have to carry those things, carry the bottom part of the tomato also? Just take out the top part, and use the top part. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Well, you only need the Truma itself. So now, there's no head to take the whole thing. Mashen came to Brysa. Braisa, the tzarech mekaymai. So Braisa, though, is talking about you need the mokum where the basket is. In other words, the basket right now is either in the middle of your living room, and you want to use the mokum where the basket is. Or else it's in between barrels there. So that the teretz is you can't empty it out and pour it down on the floor, because for kid, you need the mokum where it is. Like, you want to get this whole Coca-Cola out of here right now. It's in your dining room right now, and you want it to be clean there. But since you want the Sarach Mekoymoy, you can't say, just take the top part and leave it there. If I can't, you want to use this Mokum. So since you're allowed to touch it out, Ika Muksa, it's called you're touching the Kli. And the Kli is busted to two things, Dover Het and Dover Mutter. So Sarach Mekoymoy, you're allowed to move the whole Kli out of here. That's Tran the Brysa. Hey, Sarach Mekoymoy, you want the Mokum where it is. So Drashi, Brysa, Sarach Mekoymoy. Shet Sarach Le Mokum Akli. You want the place where the Kli is. If the basket is in your dining room, you want the whole basket out of here. You want to use the dining room now. Mishom, Mel, in such a case, the Rabbanu were makel to take this whole basket out of here, because it's not called the basket, it's Bosses Ledover Osser, because there's not only Truma Tumei here, there's also Truma Torah. So Al Silchus Bosses is considered Bosses to two things, the Dover Is and Dover Heter. So we have no other hechatimsa but moving the whole thing, the Rabbanu will make it. So the Gemara, my dukkud Rab Chizda, lukkud masnitsa tzarech gufay, latzarech gufay, has good, so the Chura Brysa is very good. Now, Tzakasha, why does Rab Chizda learn our Mishnah not like the Brysa? What was Machriach Rab Chizda to say our Mishnah is talking about? You just want the gufa of the Paris. That's all you want. So Mela, where the Tahira is on top of the basket, we're saying you have no head to take the whole basket, no, just take the top, Truma Tahira, because that's all you need. That's from the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where you want the Mokum also. The Mishnah says you can metaltum. There's Truma umetaltum and Truma temei yematera. Maybe it means the Gamri. You want the Mokum. So tomorrow, Amarava masnisin kavose daik. No, the Mishnah is good like the Chizda. The Seifa says, the next Mishnah. Moye shal hakar. If you have money on top of your pillow, is menayir es hakar, you're allowed to shake your pillow, vehein loifless, and they'll fall off it. That's called the tiltum min atzad. That's mutl tzarech dover amutter. As if you want to use your pillow, and you have money on top of the pillow, so you can't touch the money, that's muksam. You'll have to take the pillow and shake the money off. The yom ha-rava ba-bachonam, Rabbi Yechinin, lo-ishonu elo tzarech gufay. When do we say you have to shake the money off, when all you want to use is only the pillow itself? Avo tzarech mekoymoy. Let's say the pillow again is on top of your table. The pillow is on top of your table. And on top of the pillow there's money. So there, you can't have Nate's time shake off the money, because the money will fall on the table, and you want to use the mukim now. So in the case where you want to use the mukimai, metalt le biyodin olav, then you're allowed to pick up the whole pillow and carry it away, because you want the mukim here. So the next part of the Mishnah, the next Mishnah says, you're only allowed to shake the pillow. Why only shake the pillow? Why can't you pick up the whole pillow? Because the next Mishnah is talking about where you don't want the mukim where the pillow is. The pillow is someplace you don't care about the mukim where it is. So I care. The pillow's in the closet. And you want to take the pillow out of the closet to use it. So besides, that's why the only heter is to menayin. You have to first shake off the money, because you don't care if the money falls there in the closet, and then you'll use the pillow. So you see, for the next Mishnah, we're talking about Sarah Gufay. All you want to use is just the pillow itself. You don't care where it falls off. Mela, the first Mishnah also is talking about all you want is the goof of the true Torah. You don't care about the Mokum. So besides that, the Mishnah says you carry the whole basket, so the chiz is only where the Torah is on the bottom. So you can't grab it. But where the true Torah is on top, you could just grab the top. That's all the heter is. Now, umi this sefer tzarech gufoy. Since the next part of the Mishnah, the sefer of the Mishnah, is talking about tzarech gufoy, where you just want to use the pillow, but you don't care for the mokum where the pillow is. Reishanam tzarech gufoy. Our first Mishnah also that says you could move this truma Torah is not talking about where it's in your living room and you want the mokum where it is. It's talking about it's in the side room. You don't care about that mokum. So the point is, you still want to eat truma Torah now. So as we say, if the top of the barrel has the truma Torah, you're only allowed to just take the truma Torah. When can you move the whole barrel? Only when the truma Torah is on the bottom. So therefore, the truma Tameya is on top. So you can't touch that. That's muksa. Then you have a right to carry the whole basket the way it is. Yeah. We have Yehuda Weimer Af Malim. If you just said it's in the Mishnah, in the case where you have truma that fell into 100 particles of chulin, so halacha is its bottle beroy. And even with the rabbanon, you're allowed to eat it. If you have one apple of truma, if it falls into 100 apples of chulin, so halacha is its bottle, even with the rabbanon, and you're allowed to eat all the apples. But the halacha is, though, before you eat it, you have to be mala. You have to take out one apple and put it aside, like make believe that one's the truma, and you can eat the other 100. So if you didn't do this before Shabbos, if you have you dolls, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Why can you take out now one apple and make this like the truma? How come a sakin? Look who you be misakin now on Shabbos. Just like the loch is, you're not allowed to take off truma b'chal on Shabbos. If you have peret and a tevel, and you've got to take off the truma semaisis, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because as daima to misakin, like you're fixing the peret. Since you can't eat it without taking off the truma, with the rabbanon, it also looks like you're fixing the peret. Here also, since you can't eat these peres without first taking out one apple to make believe that's the truma, so if you do it on Shabbos, you'd be misakin. Why does Abiyuda say it's muta? And the Gemara of Yehuda Krebel Eliezer Srule. I'll tell you, Abiyuda holds like the Shita Srebel Eliezer. To Yoma Truma Be'enei Machta. It's always considered like the truma is separated by itself. Truma Be'enei Machta means it's always in one place. It's never like mixed all together. So since it's always in one place, it's never called tikkun. It's always considered the truma is on this side, and everything else here is mutter, so therefore it's not called yibim misakin. It's not mixed together. It's considered one that's truma is separated by itself. What's the right? It's none. Saw truma shenoflo lepochos mimeya. If one saw of truma fell into, let's say, only 80 or saws of truma, it's fell into less than 100. Vinidmo. The whole thing becomes awesome now, since it fell into less than 100, only in 80. The whole thing is awesome. Now, from this meduma, this 80 now fell into another place. Is Reb Lezer Weimer medmas kitruma vaday? Reb Lezer says that you know it's mamas medmas kitrumas vaday. Now the shailer is: first, this one truma fell into 80, right? So all you have now in this 80, really, you only have 1/80th is truma. Now let's say 50 of this fell into another bunch. So how many of this 50 is really truma? Really, I should say it's not even one truma. It's only 1/80th of truma is there. So if we go proportion wise, what comes into the new batch shouldn't need 100 times to mevatlit. It should only need 100 times, like of the 1/80th of it. Now Lezer says no. Lezer says madamas ketruma vaday. We look as if vaday the truma came out of the first batch and is in the second batch now, and therefore we need 100 times to negate the second batch. So you say vadai, the truma is command the master separated, and any time you take out some of it, you always have the truma in it. It goes percentage wise. Mitchila, there was one truma fell into 80. So only 1/80th here is truma. If some of this falls into something else, you go only percentage wise. It's only also 1/80th wise. So it doesn't have to fall into another 100 of kulin. If it falls into just another 20, or whatever the percentage wise works out, it's mutter. That's not the chachamim. But you see, according to Reb Lezer, it's considered like the vaday perish or truma fell out. Why? Because it's always considered by itself. For the Gemara, aim of the shamad le lechumra. Reb Lezer is only saying this for lechumra. We go lechumra to aser. Of lekulim ishamad le. Our case is when it fell into 100. The loch is you're not supposed to eat it until you pick out one. So who said lekula? We look as if that one shum is separated. Maybe lekula you don't say that svara. You only say lechumra. The Gemara, elohod the yom of Reb Shimon. I tell you, Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon. Kiritnan. saw truma shenoflu lemeya. If a saw truma, one saw, one barrel full of truma fell into 100 trumas of chulin. So l'chura, the way it is now, it should be bata b'raif. It should be mutter. But we said before you're allowed to eat it, you have to take out one saw to make believe that's the truma. For lo hispik lag bia. Now you didn't yet get a chance yet to pick up the one saw. As shenoflu acheres, until another saw fell into it. So how do you look at it now? Harezu asura. Tanakama says it's also. We look now as if two saws of truma fell into 100 saws. So when two falls into 100, you don't have 100 connected to mevatlit. You need 200 now of chulin to mevatlit. So Tanakama says it's also. Since two saws of truma fell into this 100, there's not enough to mevatlit. If you have shimin matir, shimin says no, it's mutter. Why does Rav Shimon say it's mutter? If we were saying now, because as soon as the first saw fell into the 100, we look as if the all is bottle, and it's all mutter teeth right now, and the one saw, so truma, is separated by itself. So we look as if the truma is always separated by itself. Who said that to Chad here? Dilma, Hossam Bokim Iflugi. I say this is the Machlok of Shimon and the Rabbonim. Atanakama Sofer, Afa Gav the Noflu Bezeach Hazer. Even though first one saw fell into this 100 measurements of Chulin, and then another one fell in. We say though, Kemant the Noflu Bezeach Hazdomi. It's considered as if they both fell in together. And Shita, if two saws fall into 100 saws, it's not bottom of the Rabbonim. Because the Rabbonim need 100 times connected. So if two fall in, you need 200 connected these two. V'hai l'chamisha nofla, mele one fell into 50. V'hai l'chamisha nofla, this one fell into 50. That's Pshat Tanakam, that's why it's not bottom. If we have Shimon Sovar, no. K'maise bottom b'meya. When the first saw fell into this mixture, since right now there's 100 times connected, it's bottom. Yeah. V'ho tibata b'meya v'chat. Mele, when the second one falls in, what is it falling into? Faket. To 101 achulim. Hey, so once the first one fell into the 100, everything became bottled. So it's like you have 101 of chulin. Now the second truma falls into it, which said looks like it fell into 101. That's why it's mutam. But nobody says the svaram before you take out one. We'll look at the truma is separated by itself. So tomorrow, Elohu di Yom Akreb Shimon ben Eloza. I'll tell you, Yehuda goes like a Shimon ben Eloza sheet. The Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Eloza Weimer. Noisin eino vitzad ze v'yoichel mitzad acher. Say a poshid. He holds enechnami. You do not have to pick up at all. No, in this case, where one saw of truma fell into 100 saws of chulin, so he says bottom of the rabbanon. He says the way it is right now, this whole mixture, you don't have to mamish pick up one and then you can eat it. No, even the way it is now, also you can eat it. Like just make up in your mind, on this corner one I'm going to make for truma, and the rest of them you'll not eat even without doing any ma'isa. So since you don't have to do anything, it's not called you making a ticket on Shabbos. And that's lashon nois and ainav b'tzadze them, just with your eyes. Look at one apple and make believe that one's going to be the truma. And you're allowed to right away start eating the other apples. So that's not called a ma'aser tikkun on Shabbat. That's why it's mutter.